Lennox and Addington County staff will be looking into implementing road signage to warn drivers about agricultural vehicles along county roads, while also providing information about local farms. Staff will be conducting a safety study to determine areas that warrant signage. Representative with the Lennox and Addington Federation of Agriculture, Max Kaiser, explained concerns that were raised and why he came to council.
Recently, we've had a member from north of Aaronsville. They farm just north of Aaronsville, but they also have properties up McGuire Road and some of the other side roads there. So they're on and off 41 with slow moving vehicles as part of their normal activities. Due to the new waste management sorting facility at just south of Roblin, they've perceived an increase in heavy truck traffic coming up and down their roadways. And that's adding to, you know, summertime cottage traffic and whatnot going up and down 41. And there's a pretty big speed discrepancy between cars going up and down the road and then heavy equipment like tractors and what you might be pulling. Well, they've seen the signs in neighboring municipalities. I know Tiendanega has them on some of their roads and Napanee has them on a couple of our roads like Meach Road. So they'd seen them and they knew they were out there and they asked specifically if we could help.
Kaiser noted the area in question and spoke about a previous concern raised.
When you turn north on 41 from the 401, that's a key spot where we believe it's warranted as soon as you leave Napanee or even north of Selby, that those farms that are using that road, we had another farmer who expressed a concern a few years ago closer to Napanee because of a closure of a small municipal road that he was forced to go out on 41 and come back in just to get to the north end of his farm, which is on the other side of a creek.
Director of Parks, Recreation and Culture with the Town of Greater Napanee, Chris Brown, explained that the Traffic Advisory Committee wouldn't support signs that are unwarranted. Brown spoke about his suggestion for new signage.
I think treating all of our roads equally is the fundamentals of what we do, and just putting signs up that are unwarranted aren't really supported by TAC or staff. But what I would be recommending to do is more of an information campaign and working with our communications department, creating not quite a billboard size, but the size for our reconstruction, like a 4x4, 4x8 signage, and doing an information about agriculture and including the slow moving vehicle sign and notifying residents that there are a lot of farm equipment in the area.
Brown went on to speak about the need for a safety study.
After reviewing this back through our TAC minutes as well as with other municipalities at the county level, the signs that we discussed are typically used and warranted at certain specific criteria, safety restrictions, sight lines, that sort of thing. So I think that staff need to complete like a safety audit of the area to ensure that proper signage as approved by our policy, which is using the OTM Book 5 and Book 6 manuals from the province. And if those signs are warranted, we'll install those signs.
Brown explained how the new signs might work.
If we move that, say, 2 weeks or 4 weeks around to different farming areas, and we would have to work with the Agricultural Society to get a list of participants of farmers that want to participate. We could, one, do a safety message of here's where the signage today, and here's what that farmer in the area produces and offers, and where can you find it locally.
Kaiser spoke about possibilities for the signage.
It actually fits really well with sort of our mandate, which is promoting agriculture, but also we're an advocacy group for agriculture. We have produced some signs that we've installed on field edges that say, you know, this is a field of soybeans, this is what it's used for and whatnot. But I think work on this sort of education and awareness campaign, which kind of covers a lot more than just the road safety. Maybe we can hit some targeted areas.
Councillor Brian Calver noted the importance of road signage for safety.
The amount of traffic is really, really increasing. And so whatever we can do to kind of help things out a little bit, because you've got cottagers, you've got Airbnbs all over the place, you've got a lot of people coming from cities, coming from different countries to visit, that aren't aware of these big pieces of equipment, and they don't stop on a dime. So whatever we can do to get it out there and let people know to try to help and save, it's a good thing for sure.
Deputy Warden Tony Fritch noted safety as a priority.
If you're on one of those roads, you pray every time you pull the tractor out, and you thank the Lord every time you pull back in your driveway. So it's just about that simple.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.